So we're going to study from the Sfas on Parshas Pinchas, Shnas Tuf Reish Mem Beis. He's discussing the Medrash, where seemingly masses of people in Klal Yisrael, masses of the Shvatim, are critical of Pinchas. Harisim ben Puti Zeh, this grandchild of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, from his mother's side. Shepitim avi imay agolim la'avodah zarah v'harid nas shevet miYisrael. So at first glance, they're very critical. That's the ordinary understood pshat. The Sfas, as we'll see, seemingly through the years, develops a very different take on what was happening amongst the rest of us in Klal Yisrael, while Pinchas was taking Nikmas Hashem and was kinda Kinas Hashem. Is it possible that thousands and thousands of Bnei Yisrael see what's happening? It says that they came to Pesach El Moed, and there Zimri is bringing the Midyanis to do what he will do in front of Moshe. Ula'ene kol adas Bnei Yisrael. Their response in the pasuk in the end of Balak is Vehem vochin Pesach Oyhel Moed. They're in tears. They sense that this is the utmost in tragedy. So, could it be that there was no one but Pinchas who would take action? Only Pinchas remembered Habu'al Aramis Kanoi and Poginbo. And there was no other Kanoi. The Chasam Sofer. And here, Bochim, they're crying. There's a response. Torah says that they are responding. The Chasam Sofer says that unfortunately, Kina exists, and Kanois and Kina have the same Sheirish. And that you can be a mekane kinnas atzmoi, where you're doing it ultimately for yourself. I'm going to be the one who, I'll show everyone. And that is not the kinna of Pinchas. Had Pinchas had a shred of, I'm going to, then it wouldn't be the real kinna. It wouldn't be what the pasuk attests to. Bekana yis kinna si besocha. He didn't do the kinna because it was kinnas atzmai. He wanted to be the one too. B'kanoi es kinnasi. Every bit of that thrust of the spear, every fiber of his being, and every bit of that energy, every cell and every muscle of his body that was doing it, l'shem, shemayim, only. So, he says, yeah, there were others. There was kinna of the wrong kind. But Pinchas stood up before them, and made sure that the right kind of kinna would be what takes Zimri's life. Tachas ha-shakina le-lekov. And therefore, because it was only done le-lekov, it works v'yechaper al b'nei Yisrael. The Chasam Sofer says, had it been with some other efforts that were perhaps those others there were wont to take action, but it would not have been so pure, you wouldn't have had tachas ha-shakina le-lekov v'yechaper al b'nei Yisrael. Wouldn't have worked. The Sfat Emes in Shnas Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph. So that's 11 years earlier than the piece we'll see. Looking again, as he does in our piece, on the word Bekanayis Kinasi Bistocham. So the Sfat Emes' words then are, I'll read them to you. Hey id hakasiv alav shulay asna hadavrik kidei lizkais lamadrega ukadema. He didn't do it so that he in any way gets credit. He in any way does something that reflects well on him. There was no zich, there was no I, as Pinchas did what he did. Rak hichnis hamaseh b'chlal Yisrael. What he did was, he said, Klal Yisrael has to act, and I am Klal Yisrael. I am amongst Klal Yisrael. I'm doing this as a yid. V'asa rak laharois. He did this to show, to Shakarish Baruch Hu. Although chatu b'nei Yisrael, im kol zeh yesh behem mi sheyinkayim. But someone's doing it, and I'm doing it because I'm a Yid, and I'm doing it as a Jew because maybe right behind me, there are others who would do the same thing. Now he doesn't think that, but the point is he's not acting for any other reason but for what's right, and what's right is that Klal Yisrael take action. So he's doing it for the sake of Klal Yisrael. There's no I involved.
As well as Zimri.
I'm sorry?
As well as Zimri.
Okay. I think they're on two different planes. Whatever Zimri's motivations were.
He didn't like to have just sex.
It was frustrating. I don't think he was necessarily as virtuous as one who would say that, you know, I'm doing the right thing in Kanos. This act of Pinchas, therefore, is one which in Tafresh Mem Beis, the Sfas Emes says, was almost about to be done by others. Almost about to be done by others. Let's see this very interesting Sfas Emes inside. Al Medrash She'amru Hashvatim Harisem Ben Kuti Zeh, killing a Nasi V'teimu Shechalila Leimer, God forbid, Shlehiskimu Kol B'nei Yisrael Limkan Mizimri U'Midyanis. You don't think there were others in Klal Yisrael who would avenge this horrible sin and stop it and put an end to the Magefa as a result, thanks to that kind of bold action? What he did amongst those like-minded of us in Klal Yisrael. Yesh lefarish ki Pinchas poel kinas Hashem belev kol ish Yisrael. Pinchas's act ignited that kind of passionate care and indignation in the hearts of kol ish Yisrael. That as he did what he did, others in Klal Yisrael came to the realization, and more importantly, were moved, were nis'eder to do what he was about to do. V'lachein hayu kulam muchanim lozeh. Huge chiddush. Sfas Emes is saying a limud zchus on Klal Yisrael, that we faltered, we hesitated, and Pinchas did not. And as soon as Pinchas acts, not necessarily because we see it, but because there's that energy in and amongst us in Klal Yisrael, it ignites the way a flammable substance explodes. And that's why they all said, well, Pinchas did it? Pinchas said, we should have. So the Sfas Emes is saying, when they said, Harisim ben puti zeh shepitem avi imay, agolum lev dezer, harig nasi shevet Yisrael, the Sfas Emes is learning it to include a sense of, but of course we were going to do that. We want to do that. Why him? Only what they didn't realize was that it was because of him that they felt that way. What they did not realize was that it was because of his bold action that they, as Yidden, somehow also, but they didn't know it. You see, what he's saying is that things happen on levels, on spiritual levels, that we're not cognizant of. The things happen in Klal Yisrael, his utterance comes to us through others and through tzaddikim, and then maybe afterwards we realize, oh, you know, that propensity we had, and that hisayrus we had, and that slavus we had, and that mesiras nefesh we had, is because it was once in one of my others, or because it was in my Rebbe, or in my Talmud, or in my Chaver, or in my father, or in my child. And we talked about this when we were discussing, you know, something as bold as Akedis Yitzchak, that causes a capacity to now be within all of us. That gvura becomes our nature. That gvura becomes our nature. With the kina of Pinchas, that kina is, and to do it to Shem Shemayim, became our nature. Thanks to Pinchas. But they didn't realize, when they were all ready for it, they didn't realize that's because Pinchas just did it. But Moshe realized it. And he says, therefore, that's why Moshe sent him. And that's why Moshe's response to him was, Karina de Igarta Ihu Lehavi Parvanka. Right? It's quoted from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the one who reads out the decree, best that he act upon it and fulfill it. Makasha Haven, Moshe Rabbeinu Olam Hashalom. Moshe understood that all of these people are beginning to get it. They're going to figure out what needs to be done. But that's only because you, Pinchas, are about to do it and you're ready to. Va'amar, Kardina de'igarta iyula havi parvanka. You should fulfill the words you just said. Because the dialogue basically was that, look at this tragedy. Pinchas comes to Moshe and says, Uncle Moshe, great uncle Moshe, didn't you teach us? Habo al aramus kanoim bogimai? By the way, just as an aside, earlier in Tafresh Laman Aleph, you know what the Sfas Emes said? So why didn't Moshe do it? Because, again, it had to be from someone in Klal Yisrael, not Moshe Rabbeinu, the person who represents the Jewish people, because he's just a Yid. He's Pinchas. If Moshe would do it, it would be, Moshe's teaching us, Moshe's showing us, Moshe's leading us. Pinchas does it, he's B'Seicham. That's the whole point of the word, B'Kana Yis Kanasi, Kinasi, B'Seicham. It was a force from amongst us. He was our tool. He represented us. It was us. We were doing this that had to be done to Zimri. The Sasemis said. And in Tuf Reish Mem Beis that we're studying now, he says, and that passionate sense of indignation that we're going to do it that arose in us was because at that moment it arose in Pinchas. And then, and because it's amongst us, because of Pinchas, he's mezaka us. And now we have that in us, and it becomes a response of others as well. Shira'a, because Moshe Rabbeinu saw, ki hu pa'al zois ha'his oiderus, eitzel b'nei Yisrael. Moshe understood that the turn, see, what he's saying now is that there was this tragedy, it was unfolding, and people were crying, and then they started to say, even if they didn't verbalize it, but they started amongst us in Klal Yisrael, we have to do something. But the first one, and the one who ignited that was Pinchas. Hu pa'al zois ha'is oirudus eitzel kol b'nei Yisrael. He is the one who achieved this awakening. So we have to learn, we have to know, a person can do something, and we daven, and you never know, someone just happens to be in the room. And just out of the corner of his eye, you know, we're not supposed to open our eyes during the Amidah Shmoneh Esrei, but you know, whenever you open your eyes to look at Shemayim and you see somebody in the room is davening, and you know, you may not even realize what a good effect that can have. You see someone when someone is rushing to a Beis Medrash, rushing to make Shabbos, one of the beautiful things that we have here in Eretz Yisrael, not just the Shabbos, but it's Erev Shabbos. Chutz La'aretz, we also have Shabbos, but what we have here more than in Chutz La'aretz is particularly that we have but you see it and you feel it in others, so of course it ignites something, it's infectious. So in the case of this response, many were ready, they responded, but it was because who? Pinchas, who? Paul Zaysayrus Eitzel B'nei Yisrael. Now he says a remez from the Pasuk in Malachi, the Shalah HaKadosh says that it's a remez taka to Pinchas, the famous Dwalma Pasuk, B'Shalom U'B'Mishar Halachiti. He was with me in peace and in righteousness. V'rabim heishiv me'avay. Ki'ilu, the Sfasemis is saying, let's make a gzera shavah. It says in our pasuk, heishiv es chamosi me'al b'nei Yisrael. And it says by Malachi, heishiv, v'rabim heishiv me'avon. He says because, chamosi meaning the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the avay. What did the avay include? Where is B'nai Yisrael's reaction? Why is he reacting? Says the Sfasemis, Heshiv es Hamasi, not only by what he did to Zimri, Heshiv es Hamasi by what he stirred up and how he reminded Klal Yisrael of what's right and what we have to do. And we followed and we said, yes, we're going to do. Only by that time, Zimri and Kuzbi were no more. The Pasuk there continues, right? Kisif se kayhin yishmeru das. Talking about kay. The Torah Yevakshu Mipiu Ki Malach Hashem Tzvakaisu. What was the reward that Pinchas ultimately is? Eliyahu Malach Habriz. This is the Shalom. This is the remez. That pasuk is a remez to the actions of and then the great reward of no less than someone like Pinchas. Says the Sfasemes. So that's Heshiv L'gzeri Shava. Heshiv is Chamasi in our pasuk. Uksiv Hasam Verabim Heshiv Me'avay. Pirish Kin Asay Zais His Ira Kina Utshuva Belibais Kol B'nei Yisrael. So now we have a much bigger, wider picture of what was happening there. Not as it looks like there was one Pinchas and that's it. No, there were others, but there was this energy by Pinchas and this movement inside of us where the energy of Pinchas awakened it and stirred us to move and to action and to tshuva. And that's in the word Beheshev. And we'll conclude just by saying that V'lachein nitn loy ha-kahuna. That's why it's proper and fitting that he's given the bris shalom and the kahuna. Because what is a kohen if not someone who does avodah not just on behalf of us, but who leads us and is ma'eder through his ma'isim to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we should then follow and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lachein nitun lo ha'kahuna, shehi avodas ha'kayin gadol, la'eder b'maisav, to stir up, and to be ma'eder means to cause that latent ability and latent energy and desire to serve Hashem that's within us to be ignited b'ma'isav through his avodah kol b'nei Yisrael shehu hashliach l'kariyav karbonim v'avodosam l'Hashem. So that's why he's given the kahuna, because just as he had awakened and stirred us to respond to what happened there, well, then that's a proper kaya to lead our avodas Hashem, not only in that moment, but forever.